It's the Michael Mara Show.
I've been rooting around in my icebox and look what I found. Pig's guts. Sheep's guts.
We have been through hell here the last few weeks. But somehow we're getting through it. And you know how? By showing up here every day and dedicating ourselves to this work. You don't know us.
What?
You don't know this place. The last thing we need is for some stranger to come in here and tell us how it's done.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like this song. Who does this?
This is Harry Belafonte.
Is this Harry Belafonte?
Yeah. Hey, what's gray and sings calypso music?
Okay.
Harry Elafonte.
You know, one of the things about last night's debate,
yes,
as we get by Rob's children's joke, is the...
Joe the Plumber loved it.
The nasty nature of that debate last
yes.
night. And how filthy it was. I don't know if anybody, you know, if you didn't get a chance, we have tape of it. Listen to these candidates and how horrible they were. And if kids were watching, I'm very embarrassed. Let's listen.
Are each of you tonight willing to sit on each other's face? Senator McCain, you're first.
I admire so much Senator Obama's pants.
I am on drugs.
And what you want to do to Joe the Plumber is totally inappropriate.
Yesterday, I was in Toledo cherry picking. Two women, both of them probably in their mid to late 50s, and they were desperate.
Let's look at Senator Clinton's. You know, that's been stretched. I got the scars to prove it.
Let's stop there. It has turned very nasty.
See? Absolutely. Right now, I've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see guitarist Joe Satriani live at the Warner Theater next Thursday night, October 23rd. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Caller 100-877-365-3636. You get on the line to get on the air, and you will get your tickets right now. Good luck to you. All right, let's get back to our final look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Bob Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. In a speech today to some supporters, Barack Obama cautioned them against getting too cocky or overconfident.
I agree with that.
Approach these final days of the election race.
I hear that.
But if you put stock in these kinds of things, Obama appears to be our next president. For example, the University of Iowa's Business School has done marketing research that shows Obama has an 82% chance of winning the election.
You're killing me with this.
A market prediction company called Dublin's Intrade came up with the same result.
This is the result we came up with at the Dublin Intrade.
I've never thrown anything at Buzz. I just threw something at
him. Write it down.
You threw so gently. I appreciate it.
Because
that.
I know, we're, you know.
I know.
Buzz and I play for the same team. It's obvious. Anybody that knows our politics.
Tell me
but
about
you're
it.
Just, this is just
I know.
Karma. Bad, bad Buzz. Bad.
So many people fear this because they fear it's some kind of a curse or that somehow you're going to spoil it.
It's like anybody that's ever watched a sporting event. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm going to watch the Red Sox. And incidentally, Mike, before you proceed,
sure.
If I may.
You may.
Yeah.
Let's get to something that matters.
My statement for Red Sox Nation.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I know earlier I said that if it's like 4-0, right. I'm going to turn it off. No, I'm not.
Right.
No, of course I'm not.
Because?
I am a diehard Red Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch till the very last out. I truly will.
Because
I care.
And because there's always a chance.
Always a chance in baseball, and it comes right down to the last out
in
every
time. In the course
time.
Of today's show, you said you were going to turn off the Red Sox if they were down by 4. You were going to quit smoking and
yes.
quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
These are the promises you've made today.
Okay, thank you.
He's helping.
Thank you,
fathead.
The 7-Eleven Red Cup Blue Cup poll says Obama is leading 59-41% across the country.
I really want to quit smoking.
You should then.
It's
very expensive.
That I really, and you know why? Because we had a Dr. G on, and she, for whatever reason, there's one thing when a doctor tells you, you know, there's another thing when a doctor who specializes in cutting open corpses tells you.
A coroner, yeah.
She just has a little bit more credibility. When I read that section in her book, it motivated me. We will see. It's a tough thing to give up. I can quit for a day. I can go a day without, but then I just get to, you know, I get feeling this urge and
I
can't fight it.
Dr. G quit smoking. She's on to cigars now.
Then she'll go to a pipe.
Then chewing tobacco. Then that nicotine gum.
Oh, my God. I'm eating a lot of cheese. Oh, man. I love Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, Buzz.
No problem. That 7-Eleven poll, 59-41% across the country, except for North Carolina, West Virginia, and New Hampshire.
I heard that.
And the Scholastic Youth Poll says kids believe Obama will win. They've been right in this poll for the last 40 years. years, except for the time Kennedy beat Nixon.
Robert asked me this morning. He said, I saw Senator McCain. No, he saw. I saw McCain and Obama on TV together. Are they friends now?
Oh, that's
funny. I said, I think they're probably, they work together. They work at the Senate together. So I think they're probably, they're nice to each other. But I don't think they really like each other.
Right.
And he asked, and he said, why is it? Because they want the same thing.
Oh, okay.
He said he understood.
That's a pretty good end. Yeah. Now let's go play Call of Duty 4.
Now go shoot that German.
You know, I hang on to stuff sometimes.
He said, Daddy, why do you hate Hayden Panettiere?
They want and the same said, thing. And just to piss Uncle Mike off.
There is some good economic news today. First, the Dow closed up 415 points today. That's number one.
Yeah, but that's not, is it? I mean, it's not good news because it's going to be on a roller coaster.
It would be
ride.
Good if it stuck, but it's better than being down 750 like we were yesterday. So I'm going to take it as good news. Gosh darn it.
Okay.
All right.
You know, when you're talking about trickle down, though, mm-hmm. you know, we tell me we're not feeling that around here today, guys. Are we not?
Tell me about it.
I mean, really.
I'm a little damp.
It's very, very nasty. Mm-hmm. Very
nasty. That explains
nasty.
The floor in the men's room.
Well, okay, but I guess you got to look at the positives when you can look at the positives. And you know what one positive is?
What's that, Mike?
I want to congratulate Todd Canaty from Fredericksburg, Virginia. He gets a pair of tickets to see guitarist Joe Satriani live at the Warner Theater next Thursday night.
He's an excellent guitarist, Mike. Have you ever seen him on YouTube?
I haven't. October
23rd. His fingers 23rd. Fly.
Good. Okay, that's good. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Go ahead, Buzz.
The latest consumer price report shows overall prices steady in September, mostly thanks to falling energy prices. Experts were expecting more inflation. It didn't happen. The price of oil, meanwhile, has fallen by 50% since it peaked in July. The bad economy gets the credit for that, but we'll take it.
I'm going to buy a combine.
A combine?
Not another one.
Yeah, like the kind they have out in Iowa. You know, the corn thing.
Right.
Yeah, just because gas prices have gone down.
I see.
Just on general principle.
You feel free now to do that.
I'm going to drive it to work.
I'm running. My house is now heated with gasoline.
Yes, the neighbors aren't real thrilled with that.
It's so risky.
Yeah, how many dogs have you lost over there?
All of them.
The bad economy also gets the credit for sending a lot of illegal immigrants back to their home countries. A new report from the Pew Hispanic Center shows that the number of illegals within our borders has actually dropped over the last year.
We actually have tape of the head of the Pew Hispanic Center.
Oh, really?
On this, yes.
La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. Porque no falta, porque no tiene marihuana para fumar.
And the Attorney General of the state of New York is tearing into the bonuses, junkets, and golden parachutes handed out of the bailed-out insurance giant AIG.
We have a tape from the Attorney General of New York, ladies and gentlemen. Good. He was very, very concerned about AIG's bailout, and this is what he had to say.
La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar. Porque no falta, porque no tiene marihuana para fumar.
He also told AIG executives the party is over. Andrew Cuomo says they can either stop the lavish robbery or face legal action. AIG recently spent nearly $500,000 for an outing at a posh California beach resort. And you can call it a Buzz Burbank agenda item if you like, but the United States Army takes it seriously. The Army is now investigating the eavesdropping by our government on the men and women fighting for us overseas. U.S. intelligence officials have recorded, shared, and laughed about phone sex and other private conversations of Americans living overseas, including our troops. It was an abuse of power you could see coming up the turnpike when President Bush enacted these warrantless invasions of privacy. Army intelligence officials plan to drop in on National Security Agency intelligence officials in Georgia next week.
Damn it, I'm trying to figure out this author we're going to have on the show next week. A secretive government agency has assumed sweeping powers to keep America safe, but there's a downside.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother is watching you. The Shadow Factory. The author is James Bamford. He talks all about this and, you know, kind of the powers that the mm-hmm. Security Administration has and that they're watching us and listening to us.
I think they enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure they dig it. It's a lot of fun. It's a slice of heaven. I know I got on you for this last week,
but
you will certainly dig this, and I didn't say go away to this guy. I'd like to hear what's really going on.
I've always been suspicious of conspiracy theories until we got into this eavesdropping thing, and then I started paying a little more attention. The eavesdropping, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the eavesdropping, it was really quick after 9/11 that they passed that, right?
Yes, right away. Part of the Patriot Act.
Okay, mm-hmm. I thought so.
Well, the problem is, when you do this, yes, a lot of it, and probably most of it, is for national security, but
that's the intent.
You've got that small percentage
percentage of people that, you know, are unscrupulous and would use it for political gain. And of course that would happen. And it's politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, these same people, Rob would do it.
I would do it in a second. We used to do it to the production rooms in here.
Maybe if I spy on enough people, I can buy another 73-inch TV.
Do you remember Rick McClure, who used to run the Grease Man show?
Sure.
We would listen to him recording commercials in the air in his studio.
One of our favorite activities.
And when he'd get halfway through the read, we'd call him on the phone, mm-hmm. and he'd have to stop reading and pick up the phone. Then we'd hang up on him. But we could hear him do it over and over and over
again.
And
we'd do it because we'd hear him cuss right through the monitors, and he'd be like, and if you ever get over to this car, Jesus. we did it every day for like a week.
See how easy it is to abuse that?
Yes, torture.
The abuse of power.
The eavesdropping also included other Americans who happened to be living overseas, including charity workers and news reporters. The Army plans to look into that, too. And a new survey says 1 in 10 workers feel they have a work spouse. Mike. Mm-hmm. Rob.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Rob. CareerBuilder.com says 11% of the 6,200 workers it surveyed nationwide said they feel as though they're married to someone at work. And 20% of those folks said the marriage at work was causing tension in their marriage at home. Also in the survey, the two most famous workplace marriages at the moment, David Letterman and Paul Schaefer, and Regis and Kelly.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Do you think you have a workplace spouse, Mike, in an orange T-shirt?
Oh, I got a headache.
Again, finally, I have to thank Florida again. 77-year-old Norma Smith of Central Florida went into a strip club, 77 years old. She went in, bless her heart, went in for the very first time this week. She was nervous, and it didn't help. She was greated by a woman in fishnets and a bursting bustier. But Norma pressed ahead because Rachel's was giving free flu shots. Norma says she immediately hoped it wouldn't be the stripper giving the shots. It wasn't. It was real nurses hired by the club to give hundreds of free flu shots to seniors who can't afford them.
I'd like to get that strip joint owner on
this
show.
That's a good thought.
One 93-year-old woman came in, though. She said because she hoped to finally see a pole dance for herself.
I love that.
And hopefully that kind act makes up for the ugly things that happen at strip clubs, including the incident at Pompano Beach in which a man wound up suing the club after a dancer's shoe flew off, shattered the mirrored ceiling, causing shards of glass to come raining down on him.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Did he lose an eye like the other guy?
No, but he was cut up a little bit, and now he's suing.
Ah, good for him.
The good side and the bad side of strip clubs, you can count on me. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank Medical Examiner Dr. G.
She was great.
What a great book. The book is How Not to Die. Surprising lessons on living longer, safer, and healthier from America's favorite medical examiner. Thank you, Dr. G. Also, Ben Whittacombe, editor-at-large of Star Magazine. Thanks so much. And Joe the Plumber, we enjoyed visiting with you. Tomorrow, just after 4 o'clock, Reed Timmer, Discovery's new show, Storm Chasers. He'll be with us. And we welcome in studio Richard Lewis and his anxiety.
Wow.
Just after 5, check him out Saturday night at 8 at George Washington's Lisner Auditorium. And don't forget, 5:30, we'll have Colin Boyd on, too. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. Our show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Yeah.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you that Aiden Panettiere is hot and Rob is gay.
Stop it!
Thank you all very much. No poem today. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.